Woke up this morning feeling fine. I've got a good thing on my mind.
And we know what that is.
Because we're feeling fresh.
Yeah, we didn't have a heavy one. We didn't have...
Why is the... And I don't like this. I don't like this. But there is a slight stag do element to this podcast recording. And it doesn't need to stop.
No.
But it needs to be reined in.
Oh, mate, I think it's calmed down massively, actually.
Yeah?
I think it has calmed down. Last couple of episodes, we've not been drinking. I mean, if you watch on YouTube, you'll see us with... I had an elderflower cordial.
Yeah.
Jake had a water and a Coke Diet Coke.
And that Diet is Coke. One non-alcoholic drink for every viewer we have on YouTube.
Yeah.
Which is lovely.
Yeah, you can have one each. But there was... I also did the Bella Hull episode, sober.
Well, that's slightly different, I think. That was because... So us feeling fresh right now and being bounding into the episode is different to you doing the Bella Hull episode, but slightly clutching that bottle of Volvic like it was a newborn baby. clutching that bottle of Volvic like it was a life support machine.
I don't think that was
slightly the other way around, but it was sort of saving you from despair.
And I'll tell you something. So my dad listens to all the episodes. He really enjoys it. And he actually ragged me after that episode went out. And he was like, oh yeah, just watch your latest podcast. I was like, yeah, you went. See, you weren't drinking. No, I wasn't. Oh, okay. Heavy one the night before then, was it? No, it was fine. Well, you were clutching onto that bottle of water.
Yeah.
He was like, you could just see.
You could just see. And to this day, you still say to me, do you know what? I actually felt fine that day.
For how I should have felt, I felt fine.
Okay,
It's all relative. And also, can I just say, where we say, oh, we're doing the podcast sober, that's not to say we were battered for episodes 1 to 27.
No.
You know what I mean? It's not one that. It was just we were having a couple of drinks on them and then about 8 drinks after.
I wouldn't say I remember huge amounts about your birthday episode with Freya Mallard.
No, I remember at the end of that one I was a bit like, oh, I've had a few. I'm feeling like I've had more than I wanted to for doing a podcast.
Yeah,
I was doing shots, but...
The other
one was Al. I remember towards the end of the Al episode, Al Nash feeling a bit... I've had one more than I wanted to have here.
I think also there's a direct correlation with the quality of podding going up. So I think let's stick with it.
Do you remember when we did the Daisy episode? And then afterwards we were like, God, that all ran to time. It was a beautifully slick episode. And then as an afterthought, we were like, oh, and also we didn't even drink during that. And then we were like, producer Sam was like, I wonder if there's a correlation there.
Is it credit to the producers that like the edits so far have left out the mess?
Yeah.
And we've been able to get away with it.
Some messes, haven't there? There has been some real messes.
That being said, very excited to have a drink with this next guest.
We are going to have a drink with them?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
Who are we meeting?
It's Alice Etches.
Alice Etches.
Great sketch comedian, online sketch comedian.
Writer.
Writer. Actor. Writer, been in writer's rooms. Yeah. Again, just a really great comedian.
Let's do it.
Should we go meet her?
Yeah. Joining our pub quiz team this week is a writer and performer who on Instagram encourages you to buy her a coffee if you like her videos, but I'm afraid we've had to opt for half a pint and some trivia. It's Alice Etches, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to the podcast. Now, there is high hopes on the table here because you bounded in this afternoon into the lovely pub in Deptford and said, guys, I bloody love a quiz.
I do love a quiz. I'm just not very good at them.
Okay.
You notice in a pattern, every guest says they're not very good at quizzes. I think you just have to.
Imagine if you came on and be like, well, I like quizzes. I'm really good at them.
Yeah, you're setting yourself up for failure.
It's like playing darts or pool in a pub. You just got to kick off with, I'm not very good at this.
Yeah, and then if you get like a... What do you get when you play
She's
darts?
She's not a darts fan. Never claim to be a darts fan.
If you get a, what's it called?
I'll hold my hands up.
Just sort of slowly acupuncturing the air there. what are your quizzing sensibilities? So like when you're watching a quiz show or you're at a pub quiz, what are the sort of things that come up and you're like, bang, that's my area.
At a pub quiz, I love an anagram.
Do you?
Oh. Yeah, now, love an anagram.
That's interesting.
That's very interesting.
I hope one comes up. What's your method?
Write it out in a little circle.
Okay.
And then just work through it, really.
But yeah. you've just got an eye for it.
Yeah, I can just do it in the corner. But then I did do a pub quiz fairly recently, and I couldn't get the anagram, and I kind of ruined the vibe because I was just in the corner, like no one talk to me, like not listening to any of the other questions,
just
solely working on the anagram. And I didn't even get it.
Oh, yeah, that made for a good episode, I think.
So you do sound very good at anagrams.
Yeah.
Most recent one that came up, didn't get.
Didn't get that one.
And it's so you got into comedy. Don't talk to me, I'm doing an anagram. Well, that was the pub quiz pod.
Yeah, it would really kill the vibe of this pub quiz.
We like to ask our guest to bring an interesting fact, mm-hmm. or a fact that they like, that maybe they sort of whip out.
Yeah.
Can you whip it out for us?
Yeah. So, I was told this recently. There's a shrew called the pygmy shrew, and it carries a flea on it that is so big it's the equivalent of if we were carrying a lobster on us. So the shrew is just walking around with so if imagine walking around with a lobster on your back.
Is this one individual shrew?
Just
or
the
is
pygmy
it
shrew.
The breed of them.
Oh, not like just one. Oh,
yeah,
solo
I didn't know
shrew.
That was like, you should go see him. He lives around
Greenwich. Yeah.
He lives around Greenwich. He's, you know.
No, he's like all the pygmy shrews.
They all have one?
As in, like these. Oh, that's a point, actually. What if they're covered in them? It would be like being covered in lobsters.
Yeah, you couldn't have more than sort of like five.
It's a flea that goes on different animals, and when it's on a shrew.
When it's on the shrew, it would be like having a lobster.
Look, I've got another fact.
No. Hey, look, we like the fact. I'm just trying to work out.
And does this exist in, is this UK?
The pygmy shrew is not in the UK.
I know my shrew.
A shrew seems like a very British.
Shrew. I don't know.
Seems like a very British animal.
Yeah, a shrew. Someone called me a shrew online in the comments.
I was going to call you
as
a
an insult. Oh, thank you. No, they called me a shrill shrew.
A shrill shrew?
With a botch fringe.
Really?
Yeah.
I have a picture of this man. Was it a man?
It was a man, yeah.
Yeah. Was he... Did he look like he was called Keith?
Probably, yeah. They all look like they're called Keith. Yeah. No offence to any Keiths.
How long ago was this?
Like, probably a month ago, maybe.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Just trying to work out when you were last logged into Keith 89, that other burner account.
Yeah.
I've had a few lookalike comparisons online. I feel like it wears off after a while. People don't know, they get used to seeing, if you come up a few times, they're used to seeing your face, and they don't know. But early on, I still nowadays sometimes Harry Maguire. I've had Arthur Christmas.
I had Janet Street Porter.
Oh my god! Really?
Oh no.
That is out of order. That is out of order.
That was back on the. I mean, I have got a gummy smile. No offense, Janet, but I have got a gummy smile.
You have not got.
I'll
a
take
gummy
it
smile.
In my stride. It's all gum.
It's not all gum.
Hey, I like gums.
we've always said we like gums on this podcast.
We love a gum.
We just don't think you have a gummy smile.
Thank you. Yeah, you don't. Thanks.
what do you get?
Theresa May's daughter. My personal favourite.
Do another one.
Lady Gaga, which I can't really
see. See that.
And then the one nice one that I get a lot is Aubrey Plaza, but I cannot see that.
Do you get Dora the Explorer a lot?
Oh, well, yeah, obviously. Because of the fringe.
Come on, look at me.
And I did walk around with a tiny backpack for a long period, so... That kind of added to the ambiance.
And a pet monkey.
Yeah.
Dora did have that.
You had another fact, didn't you?
Oh, do you have
another
fact?
Other fact, I mean, they're all animal-based, but I'll give you the other one, and the other one was just wombats, shit cubes.
Do they really?
Yeah, their poo is square-shaped.
Who? Bats?
Wombats.
Wombats.
Wombats?
Mm.
Yeah.
Comes out in cubes.
Cubes.
So it doesn't roll away, so it marks their territory.
So it doesn't roll away.
They're great. Clever. That's a genuine, really good fact.
Should have led with that.
Wow, so like little dice.
Yeah, you could play a game of dice.
Is that a problem for a lot of our animals? Their turds rolling away, so their territory is now.
Yeah, they're like, fuck, I'm trying to mark my territory.
That was my territory. Yeah. I didn't want that. It just keeps rolling.
Yeah, the wombats have got it covered.
Who's marking their territory with a dump as well?
You've got rolling shititis, I'm really sorry. Really need to change your tire.
That is a brilliant fact. That's really good. Do you have a team name for us, Alex?
I do, yeah. Mine is gut-related.
Really?
It's intelligent bowel syndrome.
Lovely!
Yeah.
That's brilliant! We've never heard anything like that before.
Oh, great! I just came up with it on the overground here.
I think what are we in now, about 30-plus episodes, I feel like there's not many team names now we're here on where we're like, that's really original.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Not that the same names are cropping up, but you're like, oh, I see what the pun is, I see what... But that.
Yeah, and IBS is very much in the zeitgeist, isn't it?
Yeah, you got to represent. And also, I was thinking, because you trust your gut, intelligent gut, I mean, mine's not intelligent.
I mean, by the sounds of your gut, I wouldn't want to trust it.
No way, mate. Can't even, like, digest a chickpea, so I don't trust it as far as I can see.
Why is IBS really, as you say, in the zeitgeist at the minute? It does feel like everyone who has it is very proud.
Because everyone's banging on about the gut microbiome and the importance of that. And then you had, like, Tim Spector. I feel like everyone's talking about the gut.
And I think also that once the seal has been broken in terms of being able to say, I can't really, I have quite a leaky bottom. Once you, then you suddenly, you hear it and then you're empowered. If you resonate with that, well, 100%. I feel empowered to say it. And then so everyone feels like, oh my God, I don't have to hide this. I can say it out loud. So yeah. It seems like everyone's got it. I think everyone probably had it, but just didn't want to talk about it. And now that it feels okay to talk about, let's talk about it.
Yeah, embrace the leaky gut.
Do you have it?
Oh, I mean, I'm always sort of approaching diarrhea, yeah.
Really? See, I've never had it, and then I'm a bit like, does everyone, was it a bad thing that this was something that we all just kept to ourselves up until about 5 years ago?
Yeah, I've not seen a sausage-shaped cyst. I've not seen a sausage...
Easy for you to say.
I've not seen a sausage-shaped shit probably this side of Brexit.
Wow. Not even I'm that bad.
That is what stress can do.
You should probably see a doctor.
Just love the EU. Just, yeah. I just think being part of it is really, yeah.
So that is a great team name. Should we find out who our quizmaster is this week?
Yes, please.
So each week we get sent a genuine pub quiz from a UK quizmaster. And this week we have a quizmaster double act.
Oh, wow. Whoa, here we go.
A bit like us.
Here we go.
This week's quizmasters are Joan and Steve from Rocket to Your Quizzes.
Rocket to Your Quizzes.
What's the pun there?
I don't think if there is one. I just think they want to rocket to your quizzes.
What does that mean?
Is it like drop it till it's hot, rack it till it's...
But this thing is, it feels like it should be a like rocket to your fizzes. If that was a phrase, then no, rocket to your quizzes worked. But I just think saying rocket to your quizzes.
I think they're just saying our quizzes will rocket to you, man.
Yeah.
Rocket to your rocket. I don't, okay. They host quizzes in the northeast.
Yeah.
Very broad, but also host online quizzes on their YouTube, spelled ROKIT, number 2, so you know they're cool, YA, Rocket to Ya, Rocket to Ya.
See, you're getting into it now.
Now I get it.
It's not so much a pun, it's the sentiment. It's, it's not what it means, it's how it makes you feel, yeah, and that's what Joan and Steve are all about.
I'm rocking already. Joan and Steve have got me rocking.
Yeah, I'd have said rocket to your quiz, but...
I think you're desperate to make it to try and find sort of like
a meaning behind it.
I think what it is is it's like hell yeah, we're doing quizzes.
That doesn't mean anything. Well, yeah. Should we take that attitude of hell yeah, we're doing quizzes?
Rocket to ya,
Joan and Steve. That's two names that say rock as well.
Yeah, rocket.
Big time.
There you can see them on YouTube. You can see them in the northeast. I'm excited for this. So yeah. Round one is cutlery. They're together. If round one is cutlery,
they're together.
What should we do one on? I don't fucking know. I've got a lot of cutlery.
Yeah. Cutlery. Yeah. It's always me doing fucking washing up, isn't it? Cutlery. Stab you in the fucking eye with it.
What do you call a spoon and a fork together?
Spork.
Yeah, spork. Yeah.
Again, they're definitely together. What do you call a spoon and a fork together? Because we've not done anything like that in months.
Yeah.
It's a spork. Question number 2. Name the duo who had the famous fork handles sketch.
Fork handles.
Two Ronnies,
yes. Ooh. So they got,
again, another duo thing.
Yeah.
Definitely couple is becoming.
God, there's a lot of duo stuff in there, isn't it? Two Ronnies. Question number 3. Where does Bella move to when she moves in with Charlie in Twilight?
Ooh,
I don't know anything about Twilight.
Have you seen Twilight? I didn't like Twilight.
You don't like it?
I know. Wait, where did they move to?
Mm.
Well, it was a small town in America somewhere, but I don't know.
Look me in the eye and tell me, do you think that Joan and Steve are going to accept a small town in America?
I don't know. Rocket to ya.
I don't know this one. I mean, sorry, Alice, if this is offensive, but you seemed like the sort of person that would be into Twilight.
No, I really wasn't. I just, like, they all annoyed me.
Yeah.
Like, vampire stuff, I'm not really that into.
But werewolf stuff, rocket to ya. Werewolf
stuff, rocket to ya. Maybe, like, Denver. No, it's going to be like Pittsburgh.
What did we say?
Well, I said Pittsburgh.
That's what the round's
called.
Cutlery. Okay.
Yeah!
Cutlery. So it's about cutlery.
We couldn't see the wood through the trees.
Yeah. So okay. She bought Spoonville.
Yeah, Spoonville.
Spoonville, Forksville, Knivesville. Those are the main villains.
Imagine if it's just Spork again.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing that, that Joan and Steve have managed to get 5 questions out of 3 different cutlery items.
Yeah, fair play. Forksville. Which they've already mentioned spoon and fork.
Yeah, this is what I'm just thinking. So maybe it's fork twice and spoon, so I think it'd be knife something.
Yeah, knife.
Knifeville.
Knife's Edge.
Knife Mountain? Knife Valley.
Knife Valley.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Trust your gut.
Even if you do have IBS. Question number 4, The Little Mermaid, brackets 1989.
Oh, I love The Little Mermaid.
In The Little Mermaid, what does Ariel mistakenly call a fork, believing it to be a human grooming tool?
Oh, it's a comb.
Oh, lovely.
If that's wrong,
see when it's.
I'm embarrassed.
Question number 5, what was the name of the cattle ranch in the TV series Dallas called?
I've not seen it.
Joan and Steve, I think now we can place their age. Well, actually, you say that, Twilight is quite youngish.
Yeah, but maybe they had the grandkids around.
Exactly.
Actually, to be fair, they've put a 2 Ronnies thing in and Dallas. I think they're probably in their 60s, but then they think Twilight is a young
kids.
Person's thing. Yeah,
kids like that sort of thing.
Kids like Twilight. When was it out? 20 years ago. The Little Mermaid. When was it out? 1989.
They've done a reboot, to be fair.
They put that in brackets because when they got married.
I don't know what the cattle ranch in Dallas is called.
We're gonna have to guess.
It doesn't feel like
spoon. What's
other cutlery
names?
Knife Valley.
Yes.
Knife Valley's coming up a lot on this quiz.
The meaty
dirty spoon. Dirty spoon. Spooners. Spooners.
Spoon mince. The mincy spoon.
I'm happy to go with mincy spoon. I'm happy to go with mincy spoon.
It feels right. It just feels right.
Yeah. I don't know, guys.
Spoon.
We've not heard spoon for a while. So
spoon lane.
Spoon ranch.
Spoon ranch.
And if it's not that, I'll eat my spoon.
Are we feeling confident on that?
No, we're not feeling confident on that. I think
First 2 and 4.
And
so we got 3. I think we got 3.
Yeah.
So we get excited by the prospect of getting 5 out of 5 on any round in this podcast. I don't think that's happened here.
I don't think so.
Joan and Steve, hell of a first round. You've rocked it to us, is what I'd say. Yeah. Here we go. So, what do you call a spoon and a fork together? Liam said spork. It was spork.
You know what I just thought funny is that I don't know why we didn't pick up on the fact it's like rocket to your quiz like and all that, and then it's cutlery round.
yeah, it's not
it's
giving
a real rock. Juxtaposition, isn't it?
The duo who had the famous fork handle sketch was the 2 Ronnies. Where did Bella move? Was it to a new town? Was it to in with her dad? It was to Forks.
Oh,
it's just simply called Forks.
Fuck's sake.
Forks sake.
For forks?
Question number 4, we, Little Mermaid.
We overfork it.
Yeah.
Nearly works.
It's good.
That's my favourite thing that's ever happened.
The open fork it.
And you've had a go at rocket to your quizzes for not making sense. But then confidently gone, you overfork it. Sounds like thought.
Comedy, mate.
So Little Mermaid, 1989, Ariel mistakenly calls a fork. I didn't get through the question before Alice Etchers said comb! Buzz, Etches, comb.
Was it comb?
It was a dingle hopper.
Fuck off, it's comb. They've got it wrong.
It's dingle hopper.
What does she mistakenly call a fork? So she saw a fork and called it a dingle hopper.
Oh, I see. Yeah, but it was a comb.
Yeah, it's a dingle hopper.
It's a dingle hopper.
So
I'm leaving.
Janet, no. Number 5. What was the name of the cattle ranch in the TV series Dallas called? It was close between going with Mincy Spoon.
and what was it, Spoon Lane?
Yeah, Spoon Ranch or something. I'm on the edge of my seat here.
She's on the edge of fucking leaving.
Yeah.
It was South Fork.
Are you joking?
We know. Joan and Steve, you played with Blinder. We've got 2 out of 5 there. Fair play.
Every question was fork. I mean, every answer was fork.
It was a lot of forks, yeah. Do you think they host a lot of dinner parties, Joan and Steve?
I think swingers.
I think they've got a weird...
Do you think there is a little bit of put your forks in the middle and then let's see who we...
Look, there's not many
with.
Couples who are like out there sort of in their 60s doing quizzing, calling it Rocketeer Quiz. They're not turning, they're not turning their nose up at a bit of swinging.
Yeah, I think so. I think,
swinging,
yeah.
That's like a Tuesday night. Bit disappointing 2 out of 5, but it was a tough round, and I think we can make it up with this round. Round 2,
yep.
From Joan and Steve,
yep.
Is called It's All a Bit Batty. Now, I thought batty was a bit of a derogatory term for homosexuals.
No.
No?
No? No, it was back in the day.
Batty is a colloquial term for...
Your ass.
Your ass.
Oh, because someone stopped me the other day and just said, batty woman, in my face. And I just presumed he thought
I was
mad.
Sorry, what happened there? Was that just in the street?
I was filming a pigeon.
And someone walked up to you and went...
Yeah.
Just batty woman.
Yeah.
Like aggressively. So sorry.
I think he was also yelling like crazy, so I was like, but I was also like, fair play, I am mentally unstable.
Well, I think he was calling, and I'm not saying he's right, but I think he was calling you batty in the traditional sense of like, oh, she's a bit batty.
What does that mean? Yeah.
Just a bit like,
cuckoo.
Yeah, a little bit pigeon lady.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then there's also calling an arse a batty, being like, look at that batty.
That's what I get, nice people batty. Coming over and going, nice batty.
Yeah, right. You probably do, because you do have a lovely bum.
Do you think?
Lovely bum.
Thank you.
I would say you have the best bum on TikTok.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Whoa.
And I'm sat next to a batty woman.
Whoa. But in the
No, but you really do.
Do you think?
Have you actually
seen it?
Yeah.
When?
You stay around every 6 weeks.
I know, but I lock the door when I have a shower.
Also, you think.
Yeah, thank you. No, I do appreciate it. I am quite proud of it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I have a very flatty batty.
Okay.
So I've never had much structure to it, so I just, when I see.
That's all right, then.
So they could mean, this round could be, it's all a bit batty in the sense it's all a bit...
Well, what they've said is all the answers have the letters bat consecutively in them.
Okay.
It's a bit like the cutlery round.
Oh, what animal shits cubes? If that's one of the questions...
That would be incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Oh, wow.
That would be incredible. Wow. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, fucking hell. That would be great. What is the capital city of Morocco?
Marrakesh,
but that doesn't have.
No, it can't be then.
No, it can't be.
Bloody hell.
I think it's something like Arambat. Amrabat.
That's a Moroccan football player.
Sofyan
Arabat. I think it's Arabat.
But some people, you get people here named after places, don't you?
I think it's Arabat. Would you guys be happy to put me in Arabat?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Arabat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Arabiata.
Yeah.
Yeah. On Omar pastas.
Round three, pasta round. Question two. What creature from Down Under has featured in recent TV adverts for comparethemeerkat.com?
Oh my god, is it a wombat?
Meerkat.
No, but that doesn't have bat in it.
That's very true, actually.
I think it's
might
wombat.
Be a wombat.
Should we just go through all the Australian animals?
Yeah. Kangaroo.
But I mean, you've said it.
It's
wombat.
It is wombat.
It's just a shame it wasn't about the cubic poos.
That is weird that wombats come up, though. And that
I know.
It's not like wombat comes up in conversation a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to rock it to them. They know what they're doing.
What city did the Romans call Aquasulis? I know this.
Do you?
I'm from there, or near there. It's Bath.
Wow!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, Liam, what a great answer.
Oh, nice one.
That was a nice one, wasn't it?
Oh, nice one.
You know what? I used to go to...
that was a nice one.
When I'd watch... It was a nice one.
That was a nice one.
When I'd watch Bath City, there was always a flag. You know, like football fans bring flags. One that said Aquasulis on it, and I never knew what it meant. And then eventually I asked someone, I was like, why have we got a flag saying Aquasulis? They said, that was a Roman name for Bath.
That feels like a West Country version of Slumdog Millionaire. When he was asked the question, how did you know that? And then he's like, goes into the pits of his mind. I was at this football game and I saw that. And I said, wow, that's brilliant, that. It's beautiful, isn't it?
It always makes me laugh when you mock the West Country accent.
It
always makes me laugh. Do you remember that time when we were on the way back from like a party and we were all a bit drunk in a taxi? And I was going a bit mad about how you couldn't get a Domino's delivered in central London at like 1 a.m. And the next morning you were just absolutely ripping it. It really made me laugh. What do you mean you can't get Domino's around here at this time? You're telling me you can't get Domino's pizza in central London?
Domino's got their clothes. There are other pieces of establishments you can get in London after 1 a.m. What's your go-to takeaway?
I'm not really a takeaway girl.
Oh, wow.
I know.
You cook?
Sorry.
You cook every meal?
Yeah. Yeah.
I
just don't like it because it always arrives and it's like cold or it's like...
That's true.
Folded. If it's pizza, it's like smashed up. I'm just not about that takeaway life.
Yeah, I think we're ordering from some crazy takeaways.
But I like a stuffed pasta. Delicious.
Arrabbiata.
She tried to make herself seem like more of a woman of the people by saying, but don't get me wrong, I like a stuffed pasta. I might not order takeaway, but... I like stuffed pasta as much as the next woman. I'm down to earth.
I love a spinach and ricotta tortellini.
Yeah, she's
Delicious.
Question four. Who is the main antagonist in the book and films Psycho? Jake, this seems like a question I think
this
you would
is,
get.
And it's just completely...
Christian Bale. No, that's American Psycho. And the actor.
Antagonist. Who's the baddie?
Norman Bates. Or Norman Bateman.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
yeah. Well, one, because I don't think Joan and Steve would give us Bates if it was Bateman.
Do you know what I sometimes do in a pub quiz if I don't know the answer? Is I make it really like, I'll do like bait and then like scribble at the end.
Yes. When I did like German at school in the spelling tests, if it was like spell the words, if I wasn't sure if it was a Stag or a Stein, just make that really unclear. Yeah. But get the word first bit right.
And just hope it's you get the benefit safe. Of the doubt. Yeah.
Norman Bates.
Yeah. Isn't that the bloke who went against the post office?
Yeah, that is Norman Bates.
That was Alan Bates.
How do that would have been
funny if it was.
You're quick to agree. Yeah, no, he's right. He's right.
Hey, man, I thought a dingle hopper was a comb, so what do I know? Yeah.
So what we saying?
You thought stuffed pasta make you down to earth.
I'm going to have a bit of stuffed pasta later.
I love how you said stuffed pasta because you didn't think the sort of common listener would know what tortellini is.
Or ravioli.
Yeah, or ravioli.
Like,
I always call it stuffed pasta.
I like a spinach and ricotta tortellini with arrabbiata, but for you guys, that's stuffed pasta. That's stuffed pasta with tomato sauce, a.k.a. ketchup. A.K.A. red sauce. For you builders.
Red sauce.
Oh.
What sauce do you want, red or brown?
Red or brown.
Look, it's an IBS-friendly meal, all right? It's beige.
Oh, man. Red or brown for you?
I've converted into brown in recent years.
Yeah. Don't look at me like that.
No,
there's something about it.
What
was... Well, red or brown?
Red.
Red, all right. Yeah, still red. Still okay. Red for me.
Question five. What character was played by Kathy Staff in Last of the Summer Wine?
Yes, they're of such a certain generation.
Yeah.
Steve and Joan. Yeah. And honestly,
Last
it's a bad
of
thing,
the Summer Wine.
But like that is just so in the same world as Dallas and
Two Ronnies.
And Two Ronnies. Yeah.
It's not a millennial sort of vibe. No,
I've got such a clear image of Joan and Steve. I love it when a quizmaster really leaves a trail of breadcrumbs to just know who they are, find out.
I can picture their sex swing in the living room, just so crystal clear, can't you?
Covered in forks.
Yeah. I think, yeah.
Do you want to ask someone?
No.
I just really love that we've got this 6-year-old couple sending us in a quiz who do them on YouTube called Rocket to Your Quizzes.
I love them as a couple.
I think they're my favourite quiz masters as a sort of as people.
Oh, it's got to have Bat in though. So what's
yeah, this is what
bat?
I mean. So
character.
It could be first or last name, though, couldn't it? Like, let's show me this thing of a name that just has Bat in it.
But there are none. Bat.
Julia Battersby.
Beatrice. Battersby's good.
Julia Battersby.
Doing Julia Battersby.
Julia Battersby.
Oh, of course, yeah, it could be surname. Yeah, this whole time
I would have felt more...
So I would say that's alarmed me, Alice.
That I've been thinking about.
That only at this point have you thought, it could be first or surname. That's a
I was literally like, M Bat, Emma Bat.
Let's do the answers.
Okay.
What is the capital city of Morocco? We said...
I said Rabat.
It is Rabat.
Oh, wow. One letter off.
What creature from Down Under has featured in recent TV adverts for comparethemarket.com? It is the wombat.
Incredible. Sick.
It's come really up incredible. Twice. That's lovely.
Just going to quickly just check on what Alice has done there. It was...
Yeah.
What was it? So she...
I went...
She did the rock on sign.
Well, I'll tell you, you'd love that.
And then I pointed and went... Sick.
And it's very Joan and Steve. It's very Joan and Steve.
They're my people. They eat tortellini.
Without, they inadvertently made you rock to your quiz.
I actually think...
Rock it to your quiz.
Alice and Joan and Steve would get on very well.
We would.
I think they'd have some stuffed pasta and say, rock on to the site of a wombat.
Number three, the Romans called Aquasulis. They called it... It was Bath.
Amazing, man.
Who is the main antagonist in the book and film Psycho?
I was torn between Norman Bates or Norman Bateman.
You were correct, it's Norman Bates. Woo. Well done, Jake. So that's 3 out of 5 already. Did we get Julia Battersby for the character played by Kathy Staff in Last of the Summer Wine? It was Nora Batty.
What a name.
So that's a 3 out of 5. So we're moving on up. Mm. 2 out of 5, 3 out of 5. I think we can get 5 out of 5 next time.
Should we take a break and talk to Alice about what you've been up to?
Yeah, we really should. Because what a lot of people might not know, Alice, yes, they might know you for your sketches, but you write.
I do write.
You write big time.
Oh, I wouldn't put it like that.
Never mind the Buzzcocks. News Jack. News Quiz. Celebrity News.
Just the last episode, and then they were like, you were great. And I was like, cool. They were like, their series is finished forever now.
Do you think there's a correlation?
Maybe, maybe, yeah.
Did you write any jokes about him talking about female panellists' boobs?
No, yeah. I didn't.
Because he loves those jokes.
He does.
He loves those jokes. So how did it all start for you? Comedy, acting, football? I mean, which what came first, acting or comedy?
Probably acting. Mm-hmm. I did that at uni. And then I did a writing comedy course thingy-majiggy.
What uni did you go to?
Oh.
Hull.
Hull.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You don't meet many.
No.
But we have today.
I wouldn't recommend it. Cheap. Good nightlife, but I wouldn't recommend it, no. And then, just did like writing for the radio and bits and bobs like that. And then, I'm very jaded with it all, though.
Why?
Oh, you know, it's just the industry, isn't it? This is all shit.
But your sketches are doing so well online.
Yeah.
When did that all start? When did you sort of segue into then like the online stuff?
I don't really know. I think I started doing stuff over COVID because like just had too much time on my hands.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, it's only really sort of like started gathering traction in the last, 1 or 2 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, it's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you can have control over posting stuff online. You don't have to wait for someone to give you a job.
It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's fun. It's a laugh.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Apart from people are mean about you.
Yeah. Calling me Shrill Shrews and Janet Street Porter.
I can also see it, Alice. You've won an award. We've got an award winner.
You're
on the pod.
Yeah.
You won the 2020...
That's
the phrase. That's why Celebrity Juice went down there. Alice, trying to mess with a good thing.
Alice is doing her Borat bit again. My husband. No, that's not the bit.
I do say that a lot. I do go.
I've always said stuff faster.
I walk around the house just saying random phrases. It is quite annoying.
You won the 2024 Borat Impression Award. No, you won the 2024 David Nobbs Memorial Trust Writing Competition.
I did
for your script,
the David Nobbs Award. Oh, that's a real award.
What was that like? Yeah. Winning an award.
Good. I mean, it's nice to have an award.
Yeah.
You don't get a physical award.
So what was the script? What was the... Was it just submitted for this competition? Or is it something that's gone somewhere?
No, it's a script
somewhere
that I've written that... Oh, just like doing the rounds, you know?
Yeah.
If there's any commissioners want to commission it, great. But I'm so jaded with it all.
You've sold it well.
Yeah, I was going to say. You can see your enthusiasm for it. So that should carry it.
No, I'm not very good at promoting my stuff. But I won an award for my script... Which
that's amazing.
Is just a half hour sitcom script.
But
got a lot of meetings out of it. But then you always get told, we've already got a script about a woman and her dad. And you're oh, shucks, you can't have two then, can you? Never mind.
Sorry, this does have a woman in it.
We've already got a comedy with a woman. So unfortunately, we'll have to pass.
Come back in 2 years.
I'm starting to think that if I write the protagonists in... Because I write scripts wanting to play the main character.
Right.
I'm thinking I'm going to start writing the main character as an 80-year-old woman. And then by the time it finally gets commissioned, I'll be ready. They'll be ready for me. Yeah.
So Edinburgh's coming up. Can people see you doing some live stuff, Alice?
Well, yes, they can.
Oh, wow. You sound very unjaded.
What's happened
there? It's almost like you've had a mini break in your mind.
Whoa, let's go. Back with the hand actions. No, I'm up there for a week.
Wow.
I'm in a sketch show where it's called the 11% Club. And it's a Gobby Girls Female Pilot Club Funny Women production. And it's all about sketches about being a woman in the comedy industry.
And where can people find you on social media?
I'm at Alice Atcher.
A new woman.
I know. And frustratingly for her, actually, as well, it's such a great voice, but quite hard to understand for where you need to know the specifics of her YouTube and Instagram.
No, it's just at Alice Etches on Instagram, and then at Alice Etches Comedy on TikTok. Just to clarify.
And now I would love for that character to come back for the rest of it. Yeah.
Great.
round three from Joan and Steve.
My faves.
Can I just say, and excuse my French, I fucking love them.
Yeah, they're great.
What a duo. What a couple. Like, what an enigma.
Yeah.
But I love that. From the Northeast, just YouTube channel, doing their own quizzes. They're up there swinging on a Tuesday. Fucking beautiful. Should we do their music round?
So it says in the music round here that all the hits have doctor in the question or answer.
Doctor. Ooh. Emergency.
Emergency. Yeah, that could be one. Yeah.
I guess one. Saw Doctors.
Yes.
Wish I was on. I bet one of the answers will be N17.
I think one of them will be Aqua. Dr. Jones, calling Dr. Jones. Sorry, I sang again.
You have a nice voice.
He's furious. He's fuming.
Just an eye twitching and a vein bulging.
I know you made a joke about finding annoying, but that was quite
like I was saying. It could be something like,
he's not got a bad voice.
Dr. Jones, Jones, calling Dr. Jones.
Oh, don't milk it.
So, number one, who had a hit in It's My Life in 1992?
I thought Billy Joel.
It's My Life.
It's My Life.
It's Now or Never.
Oh, God, we're all singing three different songs.
Yeah.
You're singing
It's My Life. It's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever.
Oh, yeah.
What were you singing, Alex?
I think I just made it up. I do that a lot.
I'd like to hear it anyway.
I was singing, it's my life.
There's something in there.
There's
it
something
sounds
in there, yeah.
It's my life.
With a charming...
Well, doctor.
You never...
Emergency. Is that one?
I mean, could that be the Saw Doctors? I've not heard of the Saw Doctor song. It's fucking. You can tell all I know is Saw Doctors. Is it Saw Doctors? Could be.
I mean,
Saw
it could
Doctors.
Be the Saw Doctors.
But... Right. Let's put a pin in it. And if Saw Doctors hasn't come up by question five, then we will answer that as Saw Doctors.
Yeah.
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 Question two.
Doctor and the Medics had a hit in 1986.
Nope.
With what song? Doctor and the Medics.
That's a spin-off band to Mark and the Mechanics.
Yeah. Nice.
Nice. It's not laugh worthy. Nice.
I don't know what they had a hit with.
This is really
Stephen
Doctor and the Medics.
Stephen Jones. Stephen Jones.
Stephen Jones.
Stephen
Jones. Stephen Jones. Steve and Joan. I'm just saying. Stephen
Doctor
Jones.
And the Medics had a hit in 1986 with what song? I don't know. And this isn't even like the one of those ones where let's put a pin on it. We just don't know.
And also because Doctor's already been said in the title, we can't even get a bit of a hint for the name of being. Can it be a? Could the title of the song have Doctor in it? It's just.
Do you know what we talk so much about this 5 out of 5 thing. We've never talked about a 0 out of 0.
This could be your
and
first
zero. And also, it's never happened.
It's never happened.
I would be honoured.
Oh, no, no,
no, don't
no,
be
honoured. No,
don't be honoured.
No, no,
no.
We need to, no, Alice, no. No, no. We need to try.
We want nothing you want. I've never heard of Doctor and the Medics. Who are they?
No, neither. Which, question three, I suppose.
And question number three. Who had a hit with Let Me Ride in 1994?
That's the one they put in for the kids.
Well, that's their
the
Little Mermaid.
Yeah. I think they're two young lads, so let's put in one from Let Me Ride.
Let Me Ride.
But they're like at the air generation.
Let Me Ride. Dr. Dre?
Oh, surely. Yeah.
That's
Dr. Dre's
good.
Got to be
that's
in there.
Brilliant. Brilliant. I forgot about Dr. Dre. That is a great shout. But I think, Alice, that saved you there from being the first guest to have a 0 out of 5.
Number four. Who would it hit? There's a theme here. Who had a hit with song you never heard of? Year you weren't born. That's the formula here. Who had a hit with?
Also, hit is such an aged term, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who had a hit in 1976 with If Not You? Saw Doctors.
Just put Saw Doctors.
Right.
Everyone.
Should we put Saw Doctors for 1 and 4?
Just put Saw Doctors for 1 and 4, and it will be one of them. Wow. Number five. Who had an awesome hit? Fucking hell. Is it?
Rock on!
Joan likes it. It's
These
awesome.
Are my people.
Awesome.
I feel like they've really rocked this
no,
to
oh,
us.
No, oh, bless it. No, continue reading.
Oh.
An awesome hit.
Who had an awesome hit? Brackets. Our favourite band.
I actually got a bit emotional.
Wow.
Oh. It's our favourite band. In 1978 with Down at the Doctors.
I'm always down at the Doctors.
Two things happening. He's emotional because it's their favourite band. Little insight from Alice. Always down the Doctors.
Hypochondriac.
Are you really?
Yeah.
What's,
big time.
What do you think you have at all times?
Oh, everything. I'm riddled. Cancers and what's not.
Have you thought that you've had lupus before?
No, but I do now.
Oh no, that's one of the ones.
Do I look like I've got lupus?
You have a lupus energy to you, yeah.
Okay. Google will be present after.
Have you thought you've had tinnitus?
I actually do have tinnitus.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, in one ear.
What, constantly ringing?
Yeah, it's really annoying. But it's like, it's very, mine's very quiet.
I have it, weirdly.
You've got it.
I do. But only at night I can hear it, and it's just a... It's really annoying.
Wow, that is annoying, yeah.
Well, I have it once every 6 weeks whenever I come to London for about an hour and a half.
Oh, that's nasty.
A few times a day.
That's nasty. Yeah. Well,
that's no, that was nasty.
That's left a sour taste in the podcast, hasn't it?
I love London.
He
meant because of the podcast.
I meant Jake. Jake was pretending.
Because he comes down and stays with us.
Right.
And
the singing. I thought you were just talking
it's
about
a bit
London.
Of a callback.
No. Oh, but so you didn't think it was nasty that you were saying that?
I love London.
You know
what was funny? Was Alice was more offended than you were. I fucking love London.
I was like, wow, she's really backed me up on this.
Yeah, I love London.
And she was just like, don't slag off London.
Don't give London hard time.
I love London.
Oh no, he was saying that every time he has a podcast with me.
No, but it was a joke. No, it was only a joke. It was a callback to the singing. It was a callback to the singing. You still seem less annoyed than you did when you thought it was London. Who did have an awesome hit with Joan and Steve's favourite band?
Down at the Doctors.
Down at the Doctors.
Look, I'm
the Carpenters.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
The Carpenters.
That's
about the right era,
actually. That is a very good suggestion.
I like that.
Imagine if it was right.
I was going to say The Jam.
So, I don't think we've got 5 out of 5.
No.
I'm hoping we get 1 out of 5. Not. Here we go. Question number one. Who had a hit with It's My Life in 1992? Like we said earlier, formula for this round is, who had a hit, insert song, insert year that we weren't born in. who had a hit with It's My Life in 1992? So that answer was Dr. Alban. Question number two. Doctor and the Medics had a hit in 1986 with what song? Spirit in the Sky.
Going on up to the spirit in the sky. It's where I'm gonna go when I die.
We went like baritone.
When they die and they lay me to rest, I'm gonna go on the place that's the best. Almost, Man United have a little chant to that, which goes, instead of I'm gonna go to the place that's the best, they say I'm gonna go on the piss with Georgie Best.
That's lovely.
Posthumously.
Yeah.
It's nice, isn't it?
What killed him in the end. Question number...
We didn't even have a guess at that.
Question number three. Who had a hit with Let Me Ride in 1994? Dr. Dre.
Oh,
well done, Jake.
So
well
we've got one.
You've salvaged this, sir. You've salvaged.
Question number four. Who had a hit in 1976 with If Not You?
Well, our logic was one of these, either one or four, was going to be Saw Doctors.
It's got to be, hasn't it? Because Doctor, somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Dr. Hook.
Who?
I've never even heard of him.
Who's Dr. Hook,
I didn't know there were so many bands.
That was a real burn you gave Dr. Hook.
Yeah. Who are you, Captain? Brother.
Oh, your brother's being mugged off by a kid that don't grow up, you idiot.
I hope he's listening.
I had no idea there were so many bands with Doctor in their name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all Doctors and come on.
And then number five, who had an awesome hit, and it is awesome.
I just realised.
With Damn the Doctors, and we decided to go with. Well, we.
It doesn't even have Doctor in the name.
We put Carpenters, which doesn't have Doctors in the name.
Like,
no, but it doesn't have to.
Shout.
It doesn't have to.
Yeah, they had Doctors in the question.
Because it has Doctors in the question, yeah.
Either way, it was Dr. Feelgood.
Shit.
That was not good for us,
no.
And I don't think
Doctor
that.
Feel bad.
I think it's very easy for us to say, "Oh, Joan, Steve, you've put stuff in there that's not our era." Doesn't matter. You should know about stuff behind.
It's their quiz.
Yeah, it's their quiz, and we should know about stuff before and after the date of our births. Look, 1 out of 5. That tallies up with round one. We got
two,
and
then we got three.
Round three, we got three. So we're looking at 6 out of 15.
Is that the worst you've ever done?
So we've got a leaderboard, and I think the worst we've
ever
had is minus 15, but that was through a quirk of the formatting. I do think from a standard 15 out of 15, a 15-pointer quiz, it is probably
bottom three.
To be fair, I used to do a pub quiz a lot at my local pub, and if you came second to last, you always won a cheese board. So we would always aim for second to last.
If you think you're getting a cheese board for this performance,
where's my
you've got
green?
Another fucking thing coming, Alice Etches. I'll tolerate lactose, but I won't tolerate that sort.
A little dairy, passé.
How'd this happen? We fucked the quiz up, now we're getting her a cheese board.
I know.
You really had mouse energy then.
It's the hand movements again. Yeah. I've never made this many hand movements in like 1 hour. they've got a mind of their own.
Yeah. Alice, our collective quizzing hasn't been brilliant, but hanging out with you has been brilliant,
I
must say.
It's been wonderful. Hey, if that was all anagrams, we'd be flying.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. We are no way of proving that theory, but fine. Alice, we like to sort of review the quiz. Stephen, Joan, thank you so much for sending it in. But we have three criteria. Number one, out of 10, playability. What would you give the score out of 10?
Well, I don't want to be unfair because I feel like maybe I wasn't the target audience because I didn't know a lot of the eras, but, you know, it was fun.
If you're a person in the world who likes trivia and likes swinging, you're the audience. So I think you fit those.
You fit that brief.
You fit that brief, yeah. So out of 10.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you got us big time.
Gotcha. I'll give you a 6.
Not the hand movement.
Gotcha.
A 6. Why? He always writes it down.
No, I don't actually.
Yeah,
I'm doing that.
Yeah. Like the poll.
6 out of 10.
The bit is going somewhere.
And then in terms of range of questions.
I mean, we've gone from Twilight to Wombats to Doctor Feelgood. I'll give you a 7.
Nice. Really nice. Going to write that down as well.
Do you think it's a good range of questions?
I do. Look, I mean, like I said, it's easy for us to say, oh, we don't know any of those songs, so therefore it's too limited. But I think that's on us. Sometimes you've got to say that is on us.
Yeah, but then, I think it's on us.
But then equally, you are looking at the, 20% of the questions were all about bands from the 60s to 80s with a Doctor in a name?
Yeah, I mean,
you could turn a few millennial hits,
In the range of questions criteria, you have sort of dismantled that quite efficiently there,
But no, not a bad quiz at all. The final bit of criteria, Alice, which is the most important one, is just good vibes for the day. From arriving here, it takes in your half pints, sitting in the beer garden halfway through the podcast, the producers, the quiz, of course.
The producers' gout.
It's been non-stop vibes. It's been a great time.
You've not specified whether they're good or bad
so
vibes.
So once again, out of 10,
sorry.
Alice.
Definitely
been vibes.
Definitely been vibes.
Never out of 10. Yeah. Yeah,
I'm so sorry. You know, that's actually hindered our chance of getting good vibes now.
Yeah, you've bought the vibes
down. But Alice, can we also stress, please be honest, because people are getting annoyed in the comments that we're asking this to guests and they're just giving us high scores because we're the ones asking them.
No, I've genuinely had a lovely time. Oh, I've got to give that out of 10 yet. I keep forgetting. 10 out of 10. I'm being serious.
Good vibes, 10 out of 10.
Being serious.
One final hand gesture to sign it off with is lovely. I think we've got a big thanks to give to Alice, but also to
Joan and Steve from Rocket to Ya, which is their YouTube. I will just say it again so you can check them out because they are very good on YouTube. And that is spelled, and I know it sounds a bit boring to spell it out, but it is because it is a bit different. R-O-K-I-T, Rocket, R-O-K-I-T. That screams rock. Enroll to me. Rocket to ya.
Weirdly, I found that more confusing.
I'll do it again.
I don't know if that will help. I just think the nature of that, it just is.
If you want to see him on YouTube, ROKIT, Rocket to ya. We'll put it in the bio. We will put it. And that is why we pay a producer. genuinely, Joan and Steve, we absolutely love your quiz. And if you want to send in another one, we would be very, very grateful.
I concur. Love the quiz, love the pints, loved hanging out with Alice. Yeah, let's go and get one more. All right, see you later, guys. Bye.